Leaders. Endangered. American influence has dwindled under Donald Trump. It will not be simple to restore.
A year ago this week, Donald Trump was elected president. Many people predicted that American foreign policy would take a disastrous turn. Mr. Trump had suggested that he would scrap trade deals, ditch allies, put a figurative bomb under the rules-based global order, and drop literal ones willy-nilly. NATO was obsolete, he said. NAFTA was the worst trade deal maybe ever, and America was far too nice to foreigners. In the old days, when you won a war, you won a war. You kept the country, he opined, adding later that he would bomb the shit out of Islamic State, or IS, and take the oil. So far, Mr. Trump's foreign policy has been less awful than he promised. Granted, he has pulled America out of the Paris Accord, making it harder to curb climate change, and abandoned the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the big trade deal. However, he has not retreated pell-mell into isolationism. He has not quit NATO. Indeed, some of America's Eastern European allies prefer his tough talk to the cool detachment of Barack Obama. He has not started any wars. He has stepped up America's defense of Afghanistan's beleaguered government and helped Iraq recapture cities from IS. In parts of the world to which he pays little attention, such as Africa, an understaffed version of the previous administration's policy continues on autopilot. As Mr. Trump makes a 12-day visit to Asia, it is hard to dismiss him as a man wholly disengaged from the world.